Welcome to this webcast featuring Forward in Christ Magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and mom of three. Joining me today is Linda Buxa, who wrote for Heart to Heart in December to share her family's plan to teach their children responsible financial stewardship. Welcome, Linda.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, first, why don't you just tell us a little bit about your family?
My husband, Greg, and I, we have three kids. One is now a freshman in college, and then we have a junior in high school and a freshman in high school. And my husband had been in the Coast Guard, but he's a financial planner, and I was raised pretty frugally. And so for that, it seems like talking to kids about financial stewardship kind of came naturally.
Okay, so lay it out for us and explain to us exactly what is your family's plan for training your children to have good financial stewardship.
Okay, so you know when they're little and you're thinking, how are we going to teach them how to manage money? Mm-hmm. And so I was just asking all sorts of family members, what did you do? How did you do allowance? How did you teach them how to manage money? And my cousin told me one of her friends' methods, which was they gave their kids a big allowance and then their children were responsible for paying for everything. So how we did it was, as soon as you're 12, you were responsible for purchasing pretty much everything. Now, to be fair, it's still our money. But in the same way that God has all this money and he gives it to us and says, sure, go ahead and manage my money, that's what we're doing for the kids. Mm-hmm. So when our oldest was 12, I sat down and made a list, and it was, here's money for clothes, here's what you need for toiletries, here's basketball shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, and we added in fun money too.
Yeah.
And then we added 10% onto it because we wanted giving to God to be their first priority.
Sure.
So that's what we did. We came up with a total and we paid that to them each week. And then they were responsible for their school supplies, their clothes, you know, any fun things. When we go out to eat as a family, they have to pay for their own meal. And sometimes when I say it, I feel like it sounds so harsh.
That's so interesting. So how did they react to it?
They partially because they didn't know anything different. Yeah. They were fine with it. But what's funny to me now is how frugal they are.
Okay.
So they love shopping at thrift stores, or they know that food in the house is free to them.
Okay.
But they would have to pay for hot lunch at school. So they pack leftovers, they pack their own lunches. My daughter going away at college, she just called me the other day and she said, my friends always want to go out to eat. And she said, but guys, there's free food in the cafeteria. And actually she doesn't say it's free. She right. goes, there's food we've already paid for
right.
in the cafeteria.
Sure, sure. That makes
but
sense.
For the most part, they are pretty wise with money. And where I could see it goes wrong though, is for a while they were so cheap. Like, they wouldn't do anything fun. And one day, it had been like 6 months since we had gone out to eat. And I was like, guys, Mama just needs a break from making dinner. And they're like, we have food in the refrigerator. We really shouldn't.
Oh, no.
It's healthy food, Mom. And I'm like, we are going out to eat.
Yeah.
Like, we've given you money right. for this. So I could see where, for a while, it started to backfire.
Right.
That they were only paying for what they had to, and kind of learned how to just only hang on to money. Mm-hmm. I was like, God's also giving you money to go enjoy
right.
things.
There was none of the joy.
Correct.
Okay, so I can see how it makes a lot of sense to do this and mm-hmm. that obviously it's worked really well for your kids.
Yeah.
But from a practical standpoint, it seems like it's really hard.
Yes.
So how did you guys kind of combat that? How have you just, you know, what are some of the tricks for making it work?
We had to be flexible.
Okay.
So when we first figured it out, when our second child turned 12, she didn't get as much as her older sister.
Okay.
Because she was getting tons of hand-me-downs from people.
Okay.
But once she reached a certain age, she went, I'm no longer getting hand-me-downs. And she came to us respectfully and said,
yeah.
May I please have more for allowance?
Yeah.
And we kind of did the math and we're like, yeah, it's time to up you, you know. But some of it's just being flexible and just starting. I think that's where I was kind of paralyzed at first, going, I need to have a method and I need to know all the steps. Exactly how did my cousin's friend do it?
Right.
And it was like, just start.
Okay.
And so for me, it's our method might not be the perfect method for every family. Mm-hmm. You know, God doesn't say teach your kids how to manage money just this way.
Correct.
What works for your family? I know people who have given their kids paid for grades.
Okay.
I had a concern about that because I thought, what if all of our kids aren't gifted the same way when it comes to grades? That's not necessarily fair. But if that works for a family, great. If it's we pay for, you know, school supplies, you're in charge of your fund money, that's fine. For me, though, what I really wanted to get across to the kids was that finances aren't just fun money. Mm-hmm. Like, first you give to God, then you take care of your responsibilities that are blessings from God, but still have to be paid for. Mm-hmm. Like, heat in the house comes before, you know, going bowling. So in that way, I just encourage parents to pick something and get started and be willing to change. We adapt a lot. You know, we pay for piano lessons, or sometimes we look at school expenses and we're like, we'll cover those. You know, there's a lot of give and take on it. Also with teenagers and their schedules, they can't always get out shopping. So they'll give me a list and I'm still buying it for them. I just put a little piece of paper up that says they owe us. There's a lot of flexibility that has to go along with it.
Okay.
The other thing is now that they're older, they're getting paying jobs. So in that way, they now have to pay for their car insurance. And so they have jobs now that help cover that, you know, and pretty soon we're going to start easing off of the allowance and they'll be fully financially independent.
Okay. So is that kind of true of your daughter that's in college now? Like how, like where exactly is she on the path to total financial responsibility?
Almost there.
Okay.
So we paid for a car that helped our kids get to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at first,
that helped you.
Because it helped us. At first we were like, our kids will always buy their cars. And then we're like, wait a minute, this has just freed us up. But they had to pay for their car insurance. So we still, she covers her car insurance, but we still have made that initial payment.
Mm-hmm.
We still cover slightly the cost of a cell phone. They have to pay for their line, but we pay for the plan.
The plan. Okay.
But she is weaning herself off. She's now in college as she's planning study abroad and she's, you know, working towards all these goals she has when she graduates. She's realizing, oh, I need to now have money to pay for my own car.
Mm-hmm.
And she's getting there. We are starting to pull back on what we've given her.
Okay. Now, another thing that you mentioned in your article was that, especially maybe when your kids were a little bit younger and they couldn't get paying jobs outside of the house, you kind of had a plan for that.
We did. We had a sheet called Capitalistic Opportunities.
Wonderful.
Which was a big word for like our 8-year-old.
Yeah.
But we live on almost 12 acres of property. So there is always something to do.
Mm-hmm.
But people could do this who live on a postage you know, stamp size lot. We would list washing windows, going up and picking rocks around the yard. They could clean out our pantry, wipe off the cabinet fronts, and we would list a dollar amount with each one of the tasks that were outside of their normal chores.
Sure.
Because they do still have chores. But it was one where if they wanted to earn extra money, they were welcome to look at the list and pick something that they wanted to do and do that chore for extra cash.
I really liked that idea because like you mentioned in your article, you know, you might have a full-time job, but and, you know, that might cover your expenses. But if you maybe don't have enough discretionary income for the other things that you want to do, then you can always get a second job. And, you know, so you were giving them kind of the things that they needed to cover their main expenses. But if they could kind of learn how to go about finding ways to do other fun things. So.
Exactly. I think partially our country especially is in a debt crisis issue. And so this is a life skill to teach our kids. You can't just buy on credit and have it not affect you. To try and teach them a work ethic where if you want something, absolutely, you can have it, but you're going to have to figure out how you pay for it. And let's figure that out ahead of time instead of dealing with credit card interest and paying, you know, $10 for a $5 cup of coffee. Teaching them now, let's go out and earn the money beforehand and then pay for it.
Sure. Well, it makes so much sense to me. Are there any other thoughts you have to share?
I guess a part of it is just, like I said before, God gives us his money to manage, and he tells us to raise our kids to teach them not only about faith and manners, you know, and all the things that go into parenting. This is just one sliver of the parenting pie.
Sure.
And raising kids who are financially wise is, to me, a big responsibility. And however parents do it, just pick a plan and do it. Because throwing them out into the world that tells them, here, you can have all this free money and it's never going to be free, I think that's a challenge that we have to battle against as soon as we can.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. If you want to read Linda's article in the December issue of Forward in Christ, visit forwardinchrist.net. While there, you can read other articles by Christian parents, chime in with your thoughts or questions, learn more about Heart to Heart's authors, view other webcasts or podcasts on parenting topics, or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.